When it comes to future-proofing our cities, how can we do it better? Well, internationally renowned architect Jaron Lubin has some answers. He's in New Zealand. He comes from Boston. He's in New Zealand for a series of special talks, and I'll give you the details of that in just a moment. Jaron Lubin is with me. Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening.
So, Jaron, Auckland is grappling with intensification, more growth, more migrants, and we're not alone, are we? This is an issue across the world, is it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think within our research practice, we've been studying how cities are becoming more dense across the world. In fact, as you know, we're at 7.5 billion people right now, and in about 3 years, they think that 60% of these people will be living in our cities.
So what challenges does that bring around the intensification? What do local areas have to do to handle all of this?
Well, from our perspective, we think that with smart planning, we can tackle this, and that more architecture and urban design firms and practices need to be getting into this immediately. Here we are with the opportunity. When I arrived in Auckland yesterday to see all the cranes, you know, all this development coming up, and we need to make sure, because these buildings stick around with us for 50 up to 100 years, that we planned not only individually how they behave and relate to the city streets and to our transportation systems and how we engage with them, but how they all work together.
And what is your take on your brief visit to Auckland? We're building apartments, we're building some trains. Are we doing it right or wrong? It looks a lot of it piecemeal and a lot of it lacks architectural merit. What do you say about that?
Well, I've only spent about 3 hours in Auckland, so I can't say much about that. But I would say that from my observation, it seems that, well, let's take a step back. My background is we're doing about a decade of work in Singapore. And from that experience, we find that the richest experimentation and the richest opportunity with opportunities like building so fast and dense is when you're working with architects and developers and, let's say, the policymakers hand in hand. And so architects can't and urban designers can't solve everyone's problems without the kind of benefits of a rich dialogue with policymakers.
So tell us about Singapore and your Sky Habitat project. This looks fantastic. What did you achieve there? Because the buildings look to be interconnected, that you have public space in the sky, so to speak.
Sure. So, you know, we're frequently approached to design very high-density housing projects in our practice. And so Sky Habitat is a very small site, and the developer Capital Land in Singapore asked us to provide 509 apartments on this site. So as a challenge, we're trying to rethink apartment living. And in a typical approach, a more typical approach might be to build two vertical tower extrusions that's super efficient. And maybe our critique of this kind of approach would be that within these glass towers, you lack that kind of sense of community. Indoor-outdoor living is lacking as well. And so we've come up with an approach whereby we've actually created this idea where we're bridging between the buildings with three landscaped bridge decks. These are communal spaces that everyone in the building has access to. And also, we are fractalizing the facade a little bit, if you would. We're stepping and terracing the facade edges so that rather than in a typical building where you maybe the penthouse can benefit from a roof garden terrace, in the design that we've been playing around with here, over one-third of the units have this kind of 25, 30 square meter outdoor terrace, which is kind of like your backyard in the sky.
Mm. I think here in New Zealand, my impression anyway, is we have a tendency towards the cheaper side of things. How important is it to have critical infrastructure around these developments, like roads and rail and public areas and service and so on and so forth? How critical is that?
Well, I would say super critical. I would say that as we densify our cities, you know, densification is not a bad thing. In fact, it can be a very good thing if you're prepared with proper infrastructure. And so if I had the option of living in the city and being able to commute via going down an elevator and walking down the street, having my coffee on the way, going to work, I'd much prefer that. It would be also much more a sustainable lifestyle than, let's say, an hour and a half commute by car. And so at least in many of the cities that we're working in, Hong Kong, Singapore, the Asian cities, and even in the U.S., we find great benefit to the densification of the city.
Thank you, Jaron. Jaron Lubin, internationally renowned architect from Boston. That's the Designer Experience series. It's in Wellington, Tauranga, Auckland. It's in Wellington this evening. Tauranga on Wednesday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Classic Flyers. Auckland Thursday, 12 October at the Cloud, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. News Talk ZB, it is now 15 to 7.